A year ago today, Puerto Ricans woke up to an island devastated by Hurricane Maria. In the aftermath, an estimated 400,000 people left Puerto Rico for the U.S. mainland, including New Hampshire. As NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports, many of those families have decided to stay.
Not far from downtown Nashua, Carla Gomez is hosting a birthday party for her uncle. The family is gathering around him to take pictures. There's a lot of laughter here today, but there's also some reflection. The last time they celebrated this birthday, the family was living in Puerto Rico. Then came Hurricane Maria. Carla Gomez, her husband, and her three kids lost their house and all of their belongings.
Era muy fuerte, muy impactante que tanto.
She says it was shocking to see the home you've worked on for 17 years be destroyed in one day. It's something you can't really explain, she says. In the weeks after the storm, there was no clean water or electricity and barely enough fuel. Then Gomez got a call from a friend saying, "Why don't you come to Nashua?" The friend bought plane tickets for Gomez and her sons. Gomez said goodbye to her husband, who stayed to help rebuild, and arrived in Nashua in October. One of her sons, Ryan, is showing me the house they're living in now.
This is my room. Then this is mom's room.
This is a big improvement from the hotel room they lived in for their first 6 months in Nashua. FEMA paid for the room as part of a temporary program for Puerto Rican families who had lost their homes. While living in the hotel, Gomez enrolled her kids in school. And she says it's the schools that are keeping them here now.
Las escuelas de Puerto Rico cerraron luego del huracán.
She says after the storm, the Puerto Rican government permanently closed a lot of schools. Officials estimate around 265, which is a quarter of all the schools. And the education system in Puerto Rico was struggling even before the storm hit.
Lo más importante es la educación de los niños y está muy pérdida, muy mal en Puerto Rico.
Gomez says the most important thing is education, and in Puerto Rico, it's broken. Gomez's kids and about 30 other Puerto Rican newcomers are now getting English language help in Nashua schools. The kids are making the adjustment. When Gomez asks them what they miss,
¿qué extraña de Puerto Rico?
Mi familia.
Tu familia.
They say my family and...
¿Y qué más?
La playa.
The beach. Tracking how many Puerto Ricans have relocated since Hurricane Maria is tricky. Since Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, there's no good immigration data. But researchers estimate over 100,000 have moved to the U.S. permanently in the last year. In New Hampshire, many moved to Nashua, where there's been a Puerto Rican community for decades.
Every single Puerto Rican person that I know that lives in this community has had somebody affected in their family.
That's Nate Andino. He grew up in Nashua, but some of his family still lives in Puerto Rico. He says some of them came to the U.S. after the storm, but his grandmother refuses to leave Puerto Rico. Half of her house is gone. The family's trying to rebuild it for her.
That's her home. That's where she was born. That's where she grew up. That's all she knows. And she's like, this is where I'm going to die. I love my island and I will never leave. And I get it, but it's also like, we're worried, you know, because there's certain things that we can't provide for her, like toilet paper.
Toilet paper, building materials, electricity, these things still can't be taken for granted in Puerto Rico. Carla Gomez's family is slowly rebuilding their house. A lot of her family still lives there, including her mother and her husband. As to whether she'll ever move back permanently, she answers in English.
This question is very hard. You know, I love Puerto Rico. I need to go again and again and again. But right now I'm working hard and determinator for the best future for me and my children.
This week, Gomez enrolled in English classes. For now, she's got a full-time job, but she wants to get into paralegal work in New Hampshire. She had completed that degree in Puerto Rico just before the hurricane hit. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.